He's dreaming now, said Tweedledee. And what do you think he's dreaming about?
Nobody can guess that, said Alice.
Why, about you, Tweedledee said. And if he stops dreaming about you, where do you think you'll be?
Where I am now, of course, said Alice.
Oh, no, said Tweedledum. You'll be nowhere. You're only a kind of thing in his dream. If he wakes up, you'll go out. Bang! Just like a light.
What nonsense, Alice said crossly. And if I'm only a kind of thing in his dream, what are you, I'd like to know?
The same, the brothers cried together.
Shh! Don't make so much noise, Alice said. You'll wake him up.
How can you wake him, said Tweedledum, when you're only one of the things in his dream? You know very well that you're not real.
I am real, said Alice, and began to cry.
I don't know why you're crying, Tweedledee said unkindly. You won't become real that way.
I know they're talking nonsense, Alice thought to herself, and there really isn't anything to cry about. She gave herself a little shake, then said, I think I must find my way out of the wood now, because it's getting very dark. Do you think it's going to rain?
Possibly,
Tweedledum said, opening a large umbrella. It was now getting very dark indeed, and Alice thought there must be a storm coming. What a thick black cloud that is, she said, and how fast it comes. Why, I do believe it's got wings.
It's a crow,
Tweedledee shouted fearfully. The two brothers turned to run and had disappeared in a moment. Alice ran too and hid under some low trees. It can't get me under here, she thought, but I wish its wings didn't make so much wind. It's blowing everything around terribly. And look, here's somebody's shawl flying through the air.